It's time to discuss deep leads. Across Victoria, many hidden rivers of gold still lie in wait. They've never been found. It's only recently that technology has enabled us to get a clear picture of these hidden rivers buried by volcanic lava. And in this video, I'm going to show you a deep lead in Meredith. This will be part one of a series I have planned where we will look at undiscovered deep leads. Some are clear-cut, others less so, depending on the amount of volcanic eruptions that occurred. Be sure to subscribe and click the bell icon to be notified of future episodes. In this video, the buried river is one of the more obvious ones. But what are deep leads and why are they so significant? Deep leads are often rich in alluvial gold, making them highly valuable to miners. The gold was originally washed down from surrounding highlands and deposited in the bends and beds of these ancient rivers. When these riverbeds were buried by natural processes, the gold was preserved along with the gravels. Since surface gold is more easily depleted, deep leads present untapped sources of gold, often holding significant quantities that were inaccessible to earlier miners who lacked the technology to locate or excavate these deeply buried deposits. During the gold rushes of the 19th century, especially in places like Victoria, deep leads became some of the most sought-after targets once surface gold had been depleted. Early prospectors focused on easily accessible gold in streams and rivers, but as these sources were exhausted, miners turned to deep lead mining. These hidden rivers were often more difficult and dangerous to mine, but they were also incredibly lucrative. Some of the richest gold finds in Victoria's history came from deep leads. These ancient river systems were part of the larger river networks that stretched across southeastern Australia, and were in existence since at least the late Cretaceous period, around 65 to 100 million years ago and possibly earlier. They carried alluvial gold and other sediments as they meandered through the landscape until volcanic eruptions, beginning 6 million years ago, completely altered the landscape of Victoria's goldfield region. These voluminous basaltic lava flows buried ancient rivers, leading to the development of smaller creeks which took the place of once mighty flowing rivers. Meredith, nestled between Ballarat and Geelong, has long been an overlooked spot in the story of Victoria's gold rush history. It was the Ordovician gold reefs to the east, in Steiglitz, that captured the attention of prospectors in the 1850s. The steep ridges and quartz-laden hills of Steiglitz were a magnet for hopeful miners, but beneath the feet of those passing through Meredith lay something far more hidden, a river of gold, deep and buried under the volcanic rock that dominates this quiet part of Victoria. Now to be fair, Meredith has had gold discoveries. An article from the early 1860s mentions that coarse gold was found at a depth of 8 to 14 feet or 2.4 to 4.2 meters, after which the shaft became flooded with depth. Before it did, 2.5 ounces of gold were taken from the hole in a period of 4 days. But this early discovery looks to have been the only time that this location was prospected for the valuable shiny metal. And as the goldfields were plentiful during this time, miners looked elsewhere and Meredith became forgotten. In 1906, renewed interest took place in Meredith, but it appears to have gone nowhere. This deep lead, now visible on magnetic surveys, reveals the outline of a long-lost river system, one that predates the volcanic eruptions that later obscured it from view. The volcanic activity that swept across the region, particularly in the late tertiary period, buried this ancient river in layers of basalt, the formidable rock that miners once referred to as bluestone. The gold within these rivers became entombed beneath a seemingly impenetrable barrier, one that would remain untouched by the pickaxes and shovels of early miners. If you're enjoying this video, please do me a solid and click the like button to help YouTube recommend it to others. However, the story of these hidden rivers doesn't end with volcanic entombment. The flows of lava redirected surface water, creating new, much smaller streams and creeks. These streams, meandering along the volcanic ridges, became the waterways that locals know today. But the true gold-bearing river remained buried, preserved beneath tons of volcanic material. For years, this deep lead beneath Meredith remained out of sight, and for all intents and purposes, out of mind. Miners, focused on the surface gold in nearby Steiglitz, never thought to look deeper beneath the basalt. But with the advent of modern geophysical techniques like magnetic surveys, the signature of this buried river began to emerge. The surveys clearly indicate the old river's path, snaking its way beneath the volcanic plains like a forgotten treasure map etched in stone. This ancient river was quite long, as you can see, and within it we can see the outlines of some of the volcanoes that erupted lava into the river. Now, it's important to remember that lava can flow anywhere that gravity takes it. Just because a lava flow occurred doesn't necessarily mean it buried a river. What we need to look for is the meandering shape of waterways, which this river in Meredith clearly had. This deep lead is just below the township of Meredith today. Yet despite the tantalizing prospect of untold wealth lying beneath Meredith, deep lead mining is no small task. These rivers, often more than 30 meters below the surface, require intensive labor to reach. Dynamite becomes a necessity, not a choice, as miners must break through the layers of bluestone. The volcanic rock, hardened over millions of years, doesn't yield easily. It's notoriously difficult to break through. Another thing worth mentioning is that these rivers, whilst buried, still do actually flow beneath the ground. So once they are reached, strong pumps are needed to drain the never-ending water that accumulates within drives as miners chase the course of the river. Mining deep leads is dangerous work. The sheer depth of these buried rivers means that the tunnels and shafts dug to access them are often unstable, prone to collapse under the weight of the earth and rock above. In the 19th century, miners would descend into these treacherous environments, their lives hanging by a thread as they worked to clear the rock and dirt that stood beneath them and the gold-laden gravels below. It wasn't uncommon for tunnels to flood unexpectedly, with ancient watercourses still running beneath the ground, threatening to drown any miner caught off guard. And, of course, there was the constant risk of cave-ins, a fate that claimed the lives of many early gold seekers. The river beneath Meredith is no exception. It still flows, albeit quietly and unseen, beneath layers of ancient lava. This buried river once coursed through the landscape, carrying with it gold from upstream deposits, depositing its treasures in the bends and eddies as it meandered across the prehistoric plains to the south. Now, the very same river presents an incredible opportunity for modern miners, but only for those brave enough to face the challenges that deep lead mining entails. But of course, this isn't the 1800s anymore. You can't just rock up to a store, buy dynamite, and start blasting a hole like you used to. Which is why I'm making these videos, otherwise I'd be out there chasing them myself. Government regulations in Victoria are extremely stringent now too. The days of small-scale gold mining in the country are almost completely over, minus a few exceptions that number very few. Big mining companies aren't interested in chasing these rivers for a myriad of reasons. Mining deep leads is extremely costly. Modern mining companies now have access to advanced technologies, such as open pit mining, heap leaching, and improved processing techniques, that allow them to efficiently extract gold from low-grade surface deposits. This is often less risky and less expensive than the hazardous work of mining deep leads. For example, large-scale open pit mines can process huge quantities of ore with lower gold grades, making it economically viable to target large, low-grade deposits instead of smaller, high-grade deep leads. Deep lead mining is inherently risky. Tunnels can collapse and there's the constant threat of flooding from ancient watercourses still flowing underground. The unstable nature of deep leads means that additional reinforcement and safety measures are needed, which further increases costs. Mining companies often find it more attractive to focus on projects where the risks are lower. On top of this, mining deep leads can have a significant environmental impact. Modern environmental regulations, which didn't exist during the original gold rush, place stringent requirements on mining companies regarding land rehabilitation, water use, and pollution control. Accessing deep leads may require disturbing large areas of land. Modern mining companies tend to favor large, scalable operations. Deep lead mining is often labor-intensive and requires significant investment for relatively small yields in comparison to modern open pit or underground mines. As a result, it is less attractive to large corporations, which prefer projects that can produce a high volume of ore with fewer logistical challenges. So these videos in this series are more so designed to pique the curiosity and imagination of people such as myself, who have a passion for these types of hidden watercourses. And whilst revealing them brings them to light, the chances of them ever being mined are slim to none. Beneath the agriculturally rich landscape of Meredith, which uses the volcanic soil to create productive crop fields, there are signs of the real landscape that dominated the area for most of Victoria's history. For over 400 million years, Ordovician age sediments, interspersed with gold-rich quartz veins, outcropped on the surface here. Today, we can see a few hints of these outcrops around Meredith, but the majority of it is now a zone dominated by recent volcanism. As we've seen in other parts of Victoria, particularly in Ballarat and Creswick, deep leads have had the potential to yield extraordinary amounts of gold. These buried riverbeds were often the final resting places for vast quantities of alluvial gold, washed down from the surrounding hills and trapped in the gravels of the ancient waterways. The deep lea beneath Meredith, untouched by human hands, could well be one of the richest gold-bearing leads in the region, a treasure trove hidden in plain sight. The volcanic eruptions that buried this river weren't just an act of nature, they were a curtain drawn over the wealth that lay beneath. The immense amount of lava released by these volcanic eruptions transformed the landscape, leaving behind the basalt plains we see today, and covering the gold-rich gravels in a layer of bluestone so thick that even with today's technology, mining them is a monumental task. The streams that flowed after the volcanic eruptions were mere shadows of the original river. These smaller, shallower waterways carved out new paths, flowing to either side of the volcanic rock. They didn't carry the same gold-bearing gravels, and prospectors, unaware of the wealth buried beneath the basalt, overlooked Meredith in their rush to more accessible fields. Little did they know that just below the surface, the ancient river still existed, locked away by the volcanic rock that sealed its fate and its fortune. But let's talk figures for a second. The Creswick area, north of Ballarat, is perhaps the richest site of deep lead gold mining. These ancient waterways were found and extensive work was done to extract the gold-laden gravels beneath the volcanic landscape. Some of the Creswick leads produced up to 1,500 ounces of gold per tonne of gravel. This means that at the current gold price, $5.75 million would be won per tonne of gravel, which is ludicrous to think about. While Ballarat's deep leads produced an immense amount of gold overall, due to the larger area and longer period of operation, the Creswick deep leads were likely richer in terms of gold concentration. But technology, as it often does, has given us a second chance. The magnetic survey is now available to geologists and prospectors alike, allow us to peer beneath the surface in ways that would have been unimaginable 150 years ago. The clear outline of the buried river beneath Meredith is a stark reminder that there is still much to discover. The challenge now is to access it. Dynamite, as mentioned before, is crucial for breaking through the hard volcanic rock that conceals the lead. But even with modern blasting techniques, accessing deep leads is a slow and laborious process. The shafts must be reinforced to prevent collapses, and miners must work carefully to avoid disturbing the natural watercourses that could flood the tunnels. It's a high-risk, high-reward endeavour, one that has claimed many lives in the past in horrifying ways. However, the promise of gold is a powerful motivator. Deep leads like the one beneath Meredith have yielded extraordinary returns for those willing to put in the work. The rivers themselves, though buried, still hold the promise of fortune for those who can unlock their secrets. The gold trapped in the gravels of this ancient waterway is just as valuable today as it was when it first settled there, waiting for someone with the right tools and the right resolve to come along and claim it. So this is one of many of the deep leads that were never found during the gold rush days of Victoria. In future episodes, I'm going to continue to expose the many others that I've uncovered. I hope you found this video to be as fascinating as I did. And as always, thanks for watching. Are you interested in animals? I've just started a second channel called Paleozoology that discusses extinct and extant animals with a current focus on the megafauna that once dominated and roamed Australia. I'd love to have you along for the journey as more videos are released. You can find the link to this channel in the description and in the pinned comment in the comment section. Before I end this video, I'd like to give a big shout out to my Patreon and YouTube members. Thank you so much to everyone that helps to support this channel.